Addressing Diversity in Introductory Psychology. My own early experiences with diversity are probably similar to those of the other contributors to this volume. Throughout my years at both Stanford and Michigan, all of my psychology professors were men, except for Eleanor Maccoby. Furthermore, this lack of diversity did not strike me as strange until the early 1970s, when I decided to begin teaching a course in psychology of women. Obviously, a focus on gender is now an important component in both my introductory psychology classroom and in my textbook. All of my professors in college and graduate school were also white. However, my first academic mentor was my high school biology teacher, Harry K. Wong, a man who was clearly proud of his Chinese-American heritage. My own college, SUNY Geneseo, is located in the heart of upstate New York farmlands. Until recently, almost all of our students were white. At present, 15%-20% of our students are people of color. Although our college does not represent the heterogeneity of the U.S. population, I value the modest diversity of perspectives we now have in our classrooms. For example, an African